Chapter 6. Danny's Plan. About 10 days after my father came back from the hospital, the two of us were sitting outside our wagon. We were watching the sun go down behind the big trees. It was a warm and beautiful September evening.
"Do you know what makes me angry?" my father said suddenly. "I see Mr. Hazel driving his big car past the garage every day, and he always turns his head and looks at me. He always has a horrible smile on his face, and he laughs at me. He thinks that he is so much better than us. When I see him, I stay angry all day."
"I know," I said. "Mr. Hazel is horrible and rude."
"Listen to this, Danny," my father said. "Every year, Mr. Hazel has a big party at his house. He invites rich people to come and shoot pheasants in Hazel's wood."
"Do lots of people come to his shooting party?" I asked.
"Hundreds of people come," he said. "But they don't come because they like Mr. Hazel. Secretly, they all hate him."
"Then why do they come, Dad?" I asked.
"Because they love shooting pheasants, and Mr. Hazel has the best pheasants in England. The party is very important to Mr. Hazel."
Then my father looked at me and said, "Danny, I want to tell you something."
"This is going to be big and exciting," I thought.
I knew this because of the look on my father's face.
"I want to poach all the pheasants in Hazel's wood. Then there won't be any pheasants for Mr. Hazel's shooting party."
"Dad," I cried, "no."
"Think about it, Danny," he said. "Everyone will arrive, and there won't be any pheasants for them to shoot. Mr. Hazel will be so angry. Wouldn't that be the most wonderful thing, Danny?"
"Yes," I said.
"But how can we do it?" he cried. "The keepers make it so difficult."
"How many keepers are there?" I asked.
"There are 3 keepers," he said. "And they're there every day."
"Do they stay in the woods all night too?" I asked.
"No, they leave when the pheasants fly up to the trees at night to sleep. It's not possible to poach a pheasant while it's sleeping. But now it's time for bed. You get ready and I'll come and tell you a story."
5 minutes later, I was lying in my bed.
"Dad," I said, "I think that I have an idea."
"Tell me," he said.
"Do you remember the bottle of sleeping pills that Doc Spencer gave to you?" I asked.
"Yes, but I didn't take them," he said. "I slept well without them."
"That's good. Will a pheasant go to sleep if it eats one of the pills?" I asked.
"Yes, it would. But no pheasant in the world will eat those pills, Danny."
"You're forgetting the raisins, Dad," I said. "Listen to this. We take a raisin and put it in water until it gets bigger. Then we cut it open with a small knife and put a sleeping pill inside it. Then we can sew the raisin back together."
My father began to smile.
"The pheasants will eat the raisins and then go to sleep," I said. "What do you think?"
My father looked at me with excited eyes.
"I love it," he said softly. "We can catch all the pheasants with your idea. We'll put the raisins on the ground just before it gets dark, and the pheasants will eat them and then fly up into the trees. They'll sleep very deeply because of the pills. Then They'll start falling from the trees like apples, and we can pick them up.
Can I come with you, Dad?
I asked. Can you come with me? He said. Danny, my dear boy, of course you can come with me. It's your idea. You must be there to see it happen. He jumped up. Where are those pills? I found the pills and gave them to him. Then we counted them together. There were 50 pills. That's not enough, my father said. There are 200 pheasants in Hazel's Wood. Then he cried, Wait! We can cut each sleeping pill into 4 pieces. Then we'll have enough to fill 200 raisins. Now, Mr. Hazel's shooting party starts on Saturday, so we only have a few days to get the raisins ready. The next day was Thursday. My father bought the raisins while I was at school, and we put them in a bowl of water that evening. I did not go to school on Friday, and we closed the garage. We were too busy working on our plan. My father and I sat at the table and took the raisins out of the water. They were big and soft from being in the water all night. I cut the raisins open and my father cut each sleeping pill into 4 pieces. Then I put a piece of sleeping pill inside each raisin and my father sewed it shut. It took about 2 minutes to do 1 raisin from start to finish. It was fun. We finished filling 136 raisins and then stopped to eat lunch. But I was not hungry. Don't worry, said my father. I couldn't eat the first time that I went poaching either. But this is going to be the most wonderful poaching adventure in the world.
Let's finish those raisins, I said.